I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Moscow today, but Israel is still near the top of her agenda. From Moscow, Secretary Clinton described the current tensions between the U.S. and Israel as a challenge. She was referring to the diplomatic bickering that has followed an announcement last week by Israel. It involved plans to build 1,600 new Jewish homes in East Jerusalem. This despite Washington's opposition to Israeli construction on land claimed by Palestinians, and despite Vice President Biden's presence in Israel on the day of the announcement. Natasha Mozgovaya is chief U.S. correspondent for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. Natasha, tell us how you're covering the story this week. What's your angle?
Actually, from the rhetorical standpoint, the scandal is already behind us. The most harsh expressions, I think, of anger here in Washington were during the weekend. And since then, first the U.S. administration and then Israel started to downscale the conflict. So basically, for 4 days, we had just a snowball rolling because different organizations, the lobbies, started to pour in and ask their constituencies to write to the congressmen, to write to the White House. You know, we had left-wing pro-Israeli lobby, we had AIPAC, we had Christians for Israel, and we're talking about thousands and thousands of letters. Basic statements were made during the weekend, and then it was just the aftermath.
But if you pull back from that aftermath, do you still think this is a watershed moment, or do you think it's more of a media-driven sort of tempest in a teapot?
I don't think it was media-driven, because if we can go back to Sunday's statements that it was insults on the part of Israel and that Israel needs to show its commitment to the relationship and not only to the process, so we can clearly see, you know, that it could be on the brink of some more serious statements. For example, maybe a threat to cut a military aid or refusal to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu during his visit to Washington. But in approximately 2 days, we had already all the efforts to put it back to disagreement between friends and denials that we are talking about crisis. I think State Department spokesman reverted his statement and said that we never used actually the word crisis. It was someone in Israel who used it. And then the Israeli ambassador to Washington said, well, he never used this word either. His words were distorted while he was talking some closed briefing. But still, we had those open statements. So that could be, you know, a sign of something bigger coming on. But it was really an unfortunate moment to engage in a conflict.
And do you see any difference between the way this rift is reported here versus in Israel?
I think the Israeli analysts were pretty harsh on the Israeli government because it was extremely ill timing and the vice president's visit was widely anticipated. And the timing seemed so suspicious, you know, that it was really hard to believe that on such a delicate issue, Prime Minister didn't know what's going on. But later, after we saw the first harsh announcements by the American administration, we start feeling once again this sentiment that we saw after President Obama's elections. Israelis might not like settlements, but they don't like the American pressure as well. And Netanyahu once again succeeded somehow to play this card.
And when you say they don't like American pressure as well, what can you say about Israeli attitudes toward President Obama and the Obama administration in particular?
Unfortunately, I think the relationship wasn't built on trust since the beginning. Maybe it was due to the president's outreach to the Arab and Muslim world, which was welcomed first by the left, but then even the left analyst said, where is the similar gesture directly to the Israeli public? And since then, it hasn't changed much. So it's the mixture of personal mistrust, some sentiments that the Israeli government seemed to pour into this relationship. So right now, the Israelis are not quite sure that President Obama is the real supporter of Israel.
Natasha Mozgovaya is the Washington bureau chief for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.